Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 6. This is text 93. The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. There's a discussion going on between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya. And Gopinathacharya has just said that without the Lord's mercy, the Lord cannot be known or recognized even if one sees him. And then the Bhattacharya replied, "We are just having a discussion amongst friends and considering the points described in the scriptures. Do not become angry. I am simply speaking on the strength of the Shastra. Please don't take any offense." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly a great uncommon devotee, but we cannot accept him as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu because, according to Shastra, there is no incarnation in this age of Kali. Another name for Lord Vishnu is Triyuga, because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is known as Triyuga, which means that he manifests in three yugas. However, this means that in the age of Kali, the Lord appears not directly, but in disguise. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.38. My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations in the family of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Triyuga, one who appears in only three yugas. Chana kalo yad abhavas triyugo ata satvam. Srila Sridhar Swami has also verified that Lord Vishnu appears in the age of Kali, but does not act as he does in other ages. Lord Vishnu incarnates for two purposes, Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam. That is, he comes to engage in pastimes with his devotees and to annihilate the demons. These purposes are visible in the Satya, Treta, and Dwapara Yugas. But in Kali Yuga, the Lord appears disguised. He does not directly kill demons and give protection to the faithful. Because the Lord is not directly perceived in Kali Yuga, but is indirectly known in the other three yugas, his name is Triyuga. But is directly known in the other three yugas, his name is Triyuga. Continuing, upon hearing this, Gopinathacharya became very unhappy because he had said that he's a great devotee but not the Lord. He said to Bhattacharya, "You consider yourself the knower of all Vedic scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata are the two most important Vedic scriptures, but you have paid no attention to their statements. In Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata, it is stated that the Lord appears directly, but you say that in this age there is no manifestation or incarnation of Lord Vishnu." Quote, "In this age of Kali, there is no Leela avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Triyuga. That is one of his holy names." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. A Leela avatar is an incarnation of the Lord who performs a variety of activities without making any special endeavor. He always has one pastime after another, all full of transcendental pleasure, and these pastimes are fully controlled by the Supreme Person. The Supreme Person is totally independent of all others in these pastimes. While teaching Sanatana Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 20th chapter 296 to 298, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that one cannot count the number of Leela avatars. Leela avatara Krishna Nayaya Ganana Pradhana Kariya Kahi Digdarshana. However, the Lord told Sanatana, "I shall explain the chief Leela avatars. Matsya Korma Ragu Nata Nasringa Vaman Varaha Dali Leka Yandra na jaya ganana. Thus the Lord's incarnations were enumerated, including Matsya, the fish incarnation, Korma, the tortoise, Lord Ramachandra, Narsingadeva, Vamana, and Varaha, the boar incarnation. Thus, there are innumerable lila avatars, and all of these exhibit wonderful pastimes. Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation, lifted the entire planet Earth from the depths of the Garbhodak Ocean. The tortoise incarnation, Lord Korma, became a pivot for the emulsification of the whole sea. And Lord Narsingadeva appeared as half man, half lion. These are some of the wonderful and uncommon features of lila avatars. In his book, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has enumerated the following 25 lila avatars: Chatushana, the four Kumaras, Narada, Varaha, Matsya, Yajna, Naranarayan, Kapila, Dattatreya, Haya, Shirsha, who's Haya Griva, Hamsa, Prishnigarbha, Rishabh, Prithu, Nishinga, Korma, Danvantari, Mohini, Ramana, Parsarama, Raghuvendra, Vyas, Balaram, Krishna, Buddha, and Kalki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not mentioned as a lila avatar because he is an incarnation in disguise, Channa avatara. In this age of Kali, there are no lila avatars, but there is an incarnation of the Lord manifested in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This has been explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopinath Acharya continued, Prati yuge karena Krishna yuga avatar tarka nishta ridda toma nahika vichar. Gopinath Acharya continued, there is certainly an incarnation in every age, and such an incarnation is called the yuga avatar. But your heart has become so hardened by logic and argument that you cannot consider all these facts. In the past, your son has bodies of three different colors according to the age. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam 10.8.13. These colors, these are the words of Sri Gauga Muni. These colors are white, red, and yellow. In this age, Dwapara Yuga, he has accepted a blackish body. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.13 was spoken by Gauga Muni when he was performing the rituals at Lord Krishna's name-giving ceremony. He states that the incarnations of the Lord in other ages had been white, red, and yellow. This yellow color refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose bodily complexion was yellowish. This confirms that in past Kali Yugas, the Lord had also incarnated in a body that was yellow in hue. It is understood that the Lord incarnates in different colors for the different ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, excepting the color yellow, Pita, as well as other characteristics. The Lord incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the verdict of all Vedic authorities. From Bhagavatam 11.5.31, Gopinath Acharya said, in the age of Kali, as well as in Dwapara Yuga, the people offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by various mantras and observe the regulative principles of the supplementary Vedic literatures. Now please hear of this from me. In this age of Kali, Krishna Vanam Twisha Krishna Sango Pangas Taparashadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age, always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is always associated with his plenary expansion, such as Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansion, such as Gadadhar, as well as his devotees and associates, such as Srupdamadar. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 is explained by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandarbha, as quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in regard to the explanation of Adilila, 3rd chapter, verse 52. Now here's a Gopinath Acharya then cites a verse from the Mahabharata, Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra. The Lord in his incarnation of Gaurasunda has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very much self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement. Gopinathacharya said, there is no need to quote so much evidence from the Shastras, for you are a very dry speculator. There is no need to sow seeds in barren land. When the Lord will be pleased with you, you will also understand these conclusions and will quote from the Shastras. The false arguments and philosophical word jugglery of your disciples are not faults of theirs. They have simply received the benediction of Mayavad philosophy. From Bhagavatam 6.4.31, he quotes, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of unlimited qualities and whose different potencies bring about the agreement and disagreement between disputants. Thus the illusory energy again and again covers the self-realization of both disputants. In almost all cases, whatever learned brahmanas speak becomes accepted. Nothing is impossible for one who takes shelter of my illusory energy and speaks under her influence. Srila Prabhupada's purport, and then we'll read one more verse. In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.22.4, the Supreme Personality of Godhead explains that his illusory energy can perform the impossible. Such is the power of the illusory energy. In many cases, philosophical speculators have covered the real truth and have boldly set forth false theories. In ancient times, philosophers like Kapila, Gautam, Jayamini, Kanada, and similar brahmanas propounded useless philosophical theories. And in modern days, so-called scientists are setting forth many false theories about the creation, backed up by seemingly logical arguments. This is all due to the influence of the Supreme Lord's illusory energy. The illusory energy, therefore, sometimes appears correct because it is emanating from the Supreme Correct. To avoid the very bewildering illusory influence, one must accept the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as they are. Only then can one escape the influence of the illusory energy. And then finally, today, after hearing this from Gopinathacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, first go to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying and invite him here with his associates. Ask him on my account. Hare Krishna. So we shall end here. And it seems that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will soon meet again. Hare Krishna.